But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Start my 5-minute clock. Go ahead. Start the 5-minute clock. I really actually have one main thing that I want to say about the San Francisco Giants giving the largest contract in the history of their organization to Willy Adames. There's a few things to say, but there's a headliner. And I wonder if you agree with me. We damn well know that the next order of business is a Blake Snell replacement. The Giants are after a frontline starter. We have seen them tied to Corbin Burns. That's been reported in multiple places. I have seen them tied to Max Fried. I have seen them tied to Roki Sasaki, who was just posted earlier today or yesterday. So that'll go into January, but that process is underway. Because of the Adames signing and because Buster Posey is now at the wheel, what's your confidence level that they are going to land a frontline starter to go along with Willy Adames? Strangely, after everything we've been through the last 5 years, my confidence is through the roof. Like, I absolutely 100% expect that one of those three pitchers will be a Giant. Corbin Burns, Max Fried, or Sasaki after being posted. That's the Adames signing is great for who he is and what he is. And 29 years old and now holding down the shortstop position. That's wonderful. The best part about it for me is it throws, as a Giants fan, throws my confidence through the roof that they're going to get the next order business done correctly as well.
That's good. That was 2 minutes. It's impressive.
Well, like, the 5 minutes was supposed to include you, too.
Well, normally it's...
Were you going to go to the bathroom or something like that?
No, I've got lots to say, but normally in a five-minute construct, you would do 4:15 or 4:30 of it, and then I'd come in with, hey, you know, good one.
Yeah.
A couple of those.
We could do that.
I do also think that who Willy Adames is as a person is a significant maneuver culturally, because you mentioned Blake Snell, and I soured on Blake Snell when he skipped his last start, and I have a feeling that the organization did as well. When Buster Posey, you know, saw that a guy, Buster, who was always a gamer, and Snell took a pass on the last start. Yeah, I'm good. This game means nothing, so I don't want to go out there and pitch. That, to me, sent a bad sign to the organization. Willy Adames is a very beloved player in Major League Baseball. He's a good shortstop and a guy with a big bat. And, you know, every player that you talk to or you hear about who's played with Willy has nothing but great things to say about Willy Adames. And then there's the other more basic part of it. His name's Willy. And Willies have done pretty well here. And I'm thinking about McCovey, Mays, McGee, such Willies who, as Giants...
Did you really just do that? Willy Mays, McCovey, McGee?
He's a Bay Area guy. He deserved to be Willied in there.
He's a very good player. He's a very good player. He does not have a Cove or a statue, but anyway, go ahead.
He probably should.
Yeah, no, he should.
Mays, McCovey, McGee, Adames, the Willies. They're giving me the Willies, Mark.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And I think you're right about the confidence feeling, because Buster did this right. He didn't flirt with the idea of Soto. We're going to be in on Juan Soto. Not that Farhan ever, you know, made those promises that fans thought he did, but the very idea of trying to swim in those waters, I think that Buster was thinking about it in a different way. Like, go out and chase Juan Soto, everyone. I'm going to be working on Adames.
This is what I've heard. This is an organizational deal now. Shh.
Me?
Stop talking about what we're going to do.
Right.
No more. That was right off the top. Even all the way down to Bomell. Remember when Bomell's like, it's exciting that we're going to be shopping at the top of the market. You didn't hear that this time.
Yeah.
But boom. Winter meetings start. We've got our shortstop.
Yeah.
I think it is truly a brand new day. And I think that the Giants are like Corbin Burns, who is from California. I love their chances to get him. I love their chances.
He'd be perfect.
He'd be fantastic. And these are clubhouse guys, to your point.
Yep.
You are not going to see anymore. Let's go ahead and put a name on it. We're not going to see Jock Peterson in this building anymore. You're not going to see Blake Snell's in here anymore. People who beg out of games, play cards, don't come in at the right weight, don't come in shape, get hurt, and then think only about themselves instead of get back on the field. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, no more of the, you are not welcome here. And the Matt Chapmans of the world, you're going to get extended because you are awesome. You are awesome as a role model. You're awesome as a leader, and you're awesome as a player. That's it. We value you. The left side of the infield for the Giants is now set up for
years to come.
For years to come.
Yep.
By two total pros.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Awesome. It's awesome.
Now you can get one, if not two, starting pitchers and maybe address first base, or there's some things you can do with some trades because it feels like you have maybe too many outfielders. So,
I don't know. Too many outfielders?
It depends. I mean, it depends on if you get Luciano to come up and actually be a player.
I don't think Luciano is even one of the key pieces anymore. You got Jung-Hoo Lee. You got Elliot Ramos. You do have some young guys, Grant McCray.
You got Matos and Yaz.
You have Matos and Yaz. I think there could be more pieces out there, but right. I don't think they'll spend a lot of money
on
it.
And you think you don't address first base thinking that Bryce Eldridge could be
this year? I think you do short term. You could go find, I don't think it's going to be Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso's a little bit of an odd dude and not a great defensive player. I love the bat, but I don't think that feels like a buster kind of a guy. But I don't know, man. Is there a Goldschmidt or a Christian Walker on a short term deal to come in, bop some homers, and get ready for the Bryce Eldridge era? Maybe that's kind of what I could see happening. Okay. And I could see Lamont Wade being involved in a deal. It was interesting today that Buster Posey, without being asked, said, I am not looking to trade Camilo Duvall. Without being asked, he brought that up, which means one of two things. Either he is not trading Camilo Duvall.
Or he's already on the move.
It means he is flatly trying to trade Camilo Duvall by letting everybody know, you ain't going to half-step in here and get Camilo Duvall. You're going to have to bring a real offer if you want to do this.